I bought them anything on the spot. In the wintertime.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, it would both ways.
Right. Did you ever have something with a spout to it that you boiled pea in or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I've had that. Mm-hmm. Strained it.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that thing with the spout on it?
Strainer's what I always called it. I don't know what the thing was now.
Yeah. Did you ever have a tea kettle?
Yeah, I had an old black tea kettle. Mm-hmm. And I had the bunions and every kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't got one now. I don't need one.
Yeah.
I ain't got one on place. I had the bakers too, the old time the bakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the baked biscuit in.
What'd that look like?
They're just flat big bakers. You bake biscuits in.
Mm-hmm.
I had two of them. Mm-hmm. Nicest ones of all, and I gave each daughter of mine one piece and got rid of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bake biscuits and I gave it to them.
Yes,
sir.
Mm-hmm.
They both got them. Somebody else gone.
What did you call the cap container that you could put cut flowers in?
Places?
Yes, sir. You didn't grow flowers in there.
No. Thelma, she's... No, that's Wayne.
Hey, Russ.
That's the old man that comes to see about the FPV.
Yeah,
he's one good old thing. He sees about us all. He's a boy, a man I was raised with.
That a neighbor of yours?
Mm-hmm. No, I got a flower growing right over there in the window one of my friends brought me.
Yes,
come in, Wayman.
Hey,
good
evening.
How you doing?
Wayman Chatham.
I'm Marvin.
Say hello.
Nice to meet you. How you doing?
All right.
Have a seat. It ain't hot out there, is it?
No. What you doing?
Oh, she's helping me out. I'm working on a school project, as we're talking about old times.
Oh, I see. Well,
Wayman could tell you a little about that.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, you're not interrupting at all?
Hey, it's beating like a still hole.
Well, I
do. You got to trying to thicken that blood to get it stopped.
Well,
how does he get it to stop? And now you see, they don't know if they got it stopped. But if it raises up or anything, raised up there in bed, and it started bleeding again, you know.
Uh-huh.
You got to, that blood's so thin, you see.
Yeah, I got two things in it.
Well, they had to have it thin when they live.
Uh-huh. And then
you see that buster, he hit it right along, right there.
Uh-huh.
He fell. Alma changed him, brought him in, put him on the couch. She went back in the kitchen. Was working, I think he said he's cooking a cake or something. Anyway, he wasn't in there. And she heard him, he got up to go in that bedroom for something. He got it on the block.
You can't keep him down.
No, and then he fell, you see, and hit that up there and bruised that all that hand fingers and on up there and big knot swell on his arm. The doctor said he hoped it wasn't internal bleeding.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know.
Uh-huh.
So Dr. Towns, he wasn't there. He come in there though.
Uh-huh.
He's in the hospital. Said he looked at him, examined his eyes close to see what they observing to see.
Uh-huh.
And so he's in pretty bad shape, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to keep him still and keep him quiet. And
you can't do that.
Can't hardly do that.
Well, Alma said this morning he was wanting to go home or something.
Yeah.